pretty good. We out there battling each other. It's been pretty good. Coach been throwing me a couple bones in practice.
What's your thoughts on preseason at this point in your career?
I know. Thing, I mean, whatever coach want to do, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I've been playing football for all my life, and in pros, it's going on my 8th year. I know how to catch the ball. I know how to run. I know how to see the holes. So basically, I don't have no reason about playing in the preseason. But if coach want to play me in the preseason, hey, that's my job.
Jamal, this is the 10th anniversary of USC Texas. I think you were a freshman that year.
Mm-hmm.
How does that resonate, or what do you remember about that a decade later?
I mean, it's cool to be on a championship team, and that's what something that I'm trying to recognize to bring here. It was fun with them guys, and you got great memories, and you live on with them guys. I'm happy to make history with them and become friends, and we get together sometimes, and we hang around. We reminisce about the things we've done in the past, and that's some things I want to get done here as well, you know what I'm saying? Before I die, you know what I'm saying? When you die, they always say what the good things you've done in life, and I wanted to say when I die, I won a championship in NFL.
How motivated was Vince that night? Going into that game.
He was mostly motivated because he came in second and run up against the Heisman, and he said we're not going to lose this game. You know what I'm saying? He dedicated that game of being disrespectful, not winning the Heisman, and he went out there and proved it to the whole world that he did his job. He deserved to win the Heisman that year, and it was one of the best games in college history, and I'm glad I was a part of it.
You said bring some things from that team.
Just bring just that experience in here. Just bring, like, that year we went undefeated, and we all was in together with each other. We all was like brothers. We all respected each other. We know what we wanted. You know what I'm saying? Most of the people on that team didn't have championship, ever won a championship or a game in their life, and being a part of a championship. And that's something I wanted them to experience here, being a part of something special. And when you be a part of something special, it live on forever, and everybody always remember for the rest of your life.
You talk about being brothers on that team. The Royals are like that as well. Really close. Are you guys like that here?
I mean, we you know, football is different. You know what I'm saying? Different. You see new faces every week, every 2 weeks, and every year. You know what I'm saying? Most of the people I've been here with a long time, I see faces with DJ and Dustin and I think Tumble, you know what I'm saying? They've been here since I've been here. So it's you got to build a chemistry with each other and all the players, and you got to be on the same page with most of these guys and get in their head and see if they want to win the championship.
You sense that here that you guys are
all? Oh, yeah. I feel like most of these guys here are motivated. We got a good team. We looking good on offense. We looking good on defense. We know what we want, you know what I'm saying? We won 10 games the last 2 seasons. I keep saying it, but I mean, we building up, you know what I'm saying? We building up to build something special here, and we got all the right pieces, and I guess we got the leaders. We got leaders in every position, so to step up, and we can do it.
What's it going to take looking at this team now?
It's going to take dedication, you know, and nothing is given to you. Everything is you got to go out there and work for it. It's going to take goals. You got to sacrifice some things on the field, and you got to sacrifice your family as well. And you got to stay in the playbook. You got to work hard and stay in the locker room. If you're the last person in the locker room watching film, and you got so many great kids. You got so many great people from so many schools around here. And I'm listening, putting everything in their ear. They really dedicate and they really want to win. And that's what you want to be a part of. You want to be around some people that love to win. And I think this team right here, being a part of some of these kids, some of these adults on this team, they want to win. I mean, I'm getting comfortable with the group. I feel like Grubbs and Fish, they building the chemistry. Then you got Jeff Mood, and you got Zach. You know what I'm saying? It's just a different thing. I feel like Jeff, he wanted to play. He missed the football last year. I can see it in his eyes. I had that same feeling. He just happened to be on the field. He wanted to do whatever it takes to get a job. And that's what it's about, you know what I'm saying, having them. Zach had the experience being back as a rookie. He had the experience now. His rookie year's out the way. He got more comfortable with the offense. And And I've got 6'1" name, but I know Kush haven't been up in there. But I feel like he's been an experience. He just came off a good year with Missouri and have played a nice career at Missouri. And I think he's ready. He's not much experience, but I think he has experience in the past playing at a high level in the SEC. So I feel comfortable with him. Yeah, I can tell my first year here, you know what I'm saying, to my second year, it was rough last year, you know what I'm saying, and not having seeing the more experience we got now, I'm like, man, it's going to be even more better with having a great talent on the left guard, just having a Pro Bowl, just having that confidence, you know what I'm saying, when you play a team and you go play a team, they won't get, oh, we about to eat them up for lunch because we got a rookie, we have no experience right here. Like, people sees that. Like I said, Gross, he remind me of Brian Waters. And you know what I'm saying? Brian Waters is a guard for the Chiefs for a long time. And that's what we need. You know what I'm saying? Guys like that.
How bad was that last year?
It was rough. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, it's at the end of the day, this national football, you get paid to do your job. And I guess, you got to go out there and do whatever it takes. It was really rough last year, but at the same time, with that rough line we have here, we can experience winning more games we won last year. We won 10 games with an average line. And now we get Kush and Grubbs and Zach and Jeff. I think we just build that confidence right now, and the sky's the limit for us.
How much did that line last year limit what you could do offensively?
I mean, it wasn't limited. It was just about the experience we had with the young guys and the young people we had. It was just about the experience. It wasn't about it was basically just about the experience, like I say. I mean, it make me feel good, you know what I'm saying? I feel so comfortable and I'm happy. I feel so happy and I feel so excited to have a line that, you know what I'm saying? When you have a line, that gets you excited. That gets you want to play. They want to stay on the field. You want to do it. You give your all because you know them guys that had experience, they got the same experience you have. They're going to go out there and give it all that they have to do to win the game. And I'm happy that we went out there and got some experience online. And that means that we want to win. So I'm just happy.